This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cecilio Perez, date of birth November 22, 1962. Case ID number is 4617038. Date of exam April 11, 2023. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn Health Systems, dated 7/1/2022, and from Dr. Hector Ortiz, MD, dated 6/30/22. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hepatitis C / melena / hematemesis. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2015, where he worked as a meat processor for 17 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife is not working. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits, and has never been on disability. Allegations, number one, depression. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hepatitis C / melena / hematemesis. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2001, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of about 20 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. However, he does have nephropathy and diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and hands. He checks his blood glucose one time per day and states that it usually comes out between 150 to 170 milligrams / DL. He states that the lowest it's ever been is 60 milligrams / DL and that the highest it's ever been is above 500. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5. At one time, it had been as high as 12.7. He appears to be better controlled at this time. He is presently on Forixa, 20 milligrams QD, Levemir, 40 units sub-Q QAM, and 20 units sub-Q QPM, and metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having severe shortness of breath. He denies any chest pain, headaches, but did have some blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. The claimant's last creatinine level was 1.3, which is elevated. He also had an elevated BUN of 47. His blood pressure at this visit was 164 over 82 mmHg, and he was placed on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD. However, the claimant is not taking his medication at this time. And as noted earlier, he has nephropathy and does have problems with renal failure. Allegation number three, hepatitis C / melena / hematemesis. The claimant states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with hepatitis C / melena / hematemesis / Barrett's esophagitis. The claimant states that the character of his abdominal pain was constant nausea located in the epigastric area, which radiate down to the stomach area. The claimant states that he felt like vomiting all the time, and when he did have this sensation, it would last for approximately 10 minutes, and it was something he felt every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea times 6 times per day, melena, hematemesis, and weakness. He denies any constipation. He has lost approximately 20 pounds in the last year, and he is unable to eat any kind of meat at this time. Multiple procedures have been performed with laser to open up his esophagus, secondary to esophageal stricture. He was diagnosed with esophagitis secondary to Barrett's esophagus. He is presently on Oprazol 40 milligrams QD, which does help him with his condition. The claimant did become very anemic and had a hemoglobin of 10.9 milligrams / DL. The last time he vomited was in February 2023, and he states that the medication appears to be helping him with his condition. Allegation number 4, depression. The claimant denied this allegation. He states that they put down depression, but it was supposed to be hypertension, which has already been addressed. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 to 10 pounds above his head. He states he cannot open up a jar top at this time. He has no assistive devices that he is taking or using at this time. His medications include gabapentin 600 milligrams QD and Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for pain, which does help him. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking in the park. The claimant also states that his daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, and walking in the park. He does not cook or do the laundry, and because he states that his wife does that for him. Family history. His mother died at the age of 66 from diabetes mellitus. His father also died at the age of 65 from diabetes mellitus. Medications, gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID, Oprazol / Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Forixa, 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams QD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams PRN is needed, ice blue gel, applied BID to affected area, PRN is needed, Levemir Flex Touch, 40 units sub-Q QAM and 20 units sub-Q QPM. Ice hot gel, PRN is needed. Melatonin, 10 milligrams QHS. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD. And metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, anemia, esophagitis / Barrett's esophagitis, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of gastrointestinal bleed with ulcers, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, history of hepatitis C, major surgeries, laser performed in the esophagus, / Barrett's esophagitis, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states he only drank for 1 year, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, the claimant states that he did use crystal meth for 6 months, and states that the last time he used it was in 1992. Communicable diseases, the claimant states that he has had hepatitis and has been treated for hepatitis C. He denies having HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.5 Fahrenheit, weight 158 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a half inches tall, BP 164 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 25.5, general. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft and tender in the left lower quadrant and was non-distended on palpation. He did appear to have some guarding. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or other mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. I'm sorry, could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness at both shoulders. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, he did have normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulder areas where flexion and abduction was at 120 degrees bilaterally. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Could you please drop down to after neurological? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of both shoulders, where he appears to have bilateral osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint. He hears and speaks well. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled hypertension and difficulty with Barrett's esophagitis. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5, which is fairly well controlled. The claimant does have difficulty in eating and is no longer able to eat meats. Allegation number 2, hypertension, not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 164 over 82 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant also has a elevated creatinine level of 1.3 and a BUN of 47, indicating chronic renal failure. Allegations number 3, history of hepatitis C / melena / hematidemesis and Barrett's esophagitis. Dash, confirm with physical exam and medical records. The claimant has been treated for the hepatitis C and is being treated for his condition. However, because of all the bleeding, he has become anemic, and he appears, however, to be doing well with the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cecilio Perez.